This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Live line is Garnell Whitfield, former Buffalo Fire Commissioner and now a candidate for Buffalo Mayor. Garnell, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, first thing I want to ask, Sean Ryan has the endorsement from Democrats. Chris Scanlon is the acting mayor and has experience in the Common Council. And Rashid Wyatt also has experience in the Common Council. Do you consider yourself an underdog at all in the race?
If you look at the money in the bank and those kinds of things and the organizations and the support, from these different places the other candidates have, you could say that. But I am the only candidate that has real experience. I have 19 years of experience in city government, managing people, budgets, negotiating contracts. None of the aforementioned candidates have any of that experience.
Well, Garnell, what is the status of your campaign? I mean, how disappointing was it not to get that Democratic endorsement, or was that expected?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't disappointing at all. It was exactly what we anticipated. These things have gone as, they follow the same path for generations now. This is nothing new. Politics in Buffalo are alive and well, unfortunately, and that's why our communities look the way they do. That's why the city's in the shape it's in.
Garnell, your roots are on Buffalo's east side. What do you think it would mean for the east side to have one of their own representing the city?
My roots are not just on the east side. My roots run through every area in this city. I have served this entire city. I'm not just from the east side. I have served every area in the city. I was born, and raised on the east side, obviously. Absolutely, I have roots there. It would mean, I think, more than me having roots on the east side, I think them having a voice. That's the difference. That's what would make the difference for the people on the east side and throughout the rest of the city. People who have been disenfranchised, who have not been given voice, who have not been given opportunities, those people are the ones who would stand to gain from my winning this race.
Would you say the establishment in recent years has abandoned the east side?
I don't know if I could say they were abandoned the east side. They never were on the east side. And it's not, we always talk about this recent years. This didn't happen under the Brown administration. This is a generational trauma. This is intentional. The segregation and the concentration of brown and black people on the east side of Buffalo is not coincidental. It is intentional. And we must be as intentional about doing something about it.
All right, Garnell, I want to ask you about the 33. A state Supreme Court judge ruled recently blocking the Kensington project, the tunnel project. How big an issue is this in the city of Buffalo, and what do you think should happen there?
I mean, if you look at different polls, it is the number one issue. It's the top of mind issue for different, for a large part of this community. I mean, it's a big deal. for a project of this magnitude, one of the largest infrastructure projects in America, to have been, put in motion without the proper studies, environmental studies, and that being done, that says all I need to know. I mean, it doesn't matter. Nothing else matters. The fact that you can't build a donut shop in Buffalo or whatever without doing this, that this would be proposed, is outrageous. And it doesn't take a judge, I mean, where are the other candidates on this? It doesn't take a judge to tell me that something's awry here, that something's wrong, and the project should not go forward.
And what about the $1 billion? What should happen to that?
I mean, the $1 billion is there. I mean, let's preserve the money. Let's do that. Let's make sure that that money stays there so that when this all shakes out, when the study is done and when we get to the point where the project is viable or not or whatever, that that money stays there because we need it. We need it. It's transformational money. We need it to be there. We need it to stay there. There are other times when this has happened, when projects have been stalled or whatever, the money has been preserved. So there's a way to do that. Let's do that now.
Grinnell, the city's deficit is said to be over $15 million. It's really a mystery beyond that what the cap to that might be. What do you think can be done to eliminate that deficit?
We have to remove the deficit in leadership first. I mean, that's what a real deficit is. I mean, that's what caused the deficit. So, we can talk about, how big the deficit. We won't know until we have, transparency. That's not going to happen. Under this mayor, interim mayor, it's not going to happen, under the politics that have stifled Buffalo. And so we have to have leadership that's transformative, that's honest, and that will, open the books, open government to the people and serve the people. That's all there is to it. I mean, this is not some organic thing that happened, something that manifested itself. And we don't know how it got. I mean, we may not know exactly how it got there, but we do know how it got there. I mean, it was mismanagement. It was, just incompetency. I don't know what you want to call it, malfeasance. But this is not a natural occurring thing, and so we have to acknowledge that. We have to do something about it.
Why don't we know what the deficit is? It keeps being talked about in this wide-ranging figure. Is it being kept from the public?
I'm no different than anybody else. I don't know. But listen, this is not some mysterious thing. There are things that you can put in place. There are managerial policies and practices and strategies and tactics that you can put in place to manage money and to manage a budget. I don't understand what the mystery is, unless it's being intentionally kept from us, or unless they honestly just don't know how to figure it out. Either way, it's unacceptable.
We typically ask every mayoral candidate that comes on about this, but snow removal, also a big issue in the city. What's your take on that? How can we better the response to snowstorms in Buffalo?
Again, if we want to go back to the blizzard of 2022, we lost 46 people in a snowstorm. It's unconscionable. I mean, this is not, we are cascading out of control. And I think that we have people in places, we have political appointees, we have other things, people who have no historical knowledge of these things. I know it was said back then that there were no plans for a snowstorm. That's outrageous. There's a whole room full of plans, I know, because we have to maintain those plans to receive federal dollars and state dollars. So all of those things are not true. They're told to the public, accepted by the public, because the public doesn't know any better. I know better. And none of the candidates that are running have a clue about any of these things. And that's just the truth of the matter. Look at our resumes, look at our records, look at our experiences, everything that's happened in the city of Buffalo, in the last 20 years, just about 20 years I've been involved in, in charge. Certainly involved, intimately involved in. That's experience that none of the candidates have. And that's what I'm running on my experience.
Grinnell, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Garnell Whitfield, running in the Democratic primary for mayor of Buffalo.